This week, the Department of Agriculture released details on the Wildfires and Hurricanes Indemnity Program Plus, or WIP Plus. This is a follow-up to the earlier version of the program that was designed to respond to the wildfires and hurricanes that occurred during the 2017 crop year. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details, including some improvements he sees in this year's program.
This new program is intended to cover hurricane, wildfire, and flooding losses that occurred during the 2018 crop year, as well as any losses thus far in 2019. The program will operate very similar to the previous WIP program, although there are a few improvements included. One of those is the WIP factor that determines how large of a WIP payment will be made based on the level of crop insurance coverage that a producer has. Those WIP factors have been increased slightly at each of the insurance coverage levels. Another provision that's included is additional prevented planting payments on prevent plant claims that were made in 2019 that were due to either flooding or excess moisture conditions. And those prevented planting payments will be an additional 15% of whatever the indemnity was that was provided under crop insurance, unless the crop insurance coverage was a policy that had the harvest price exclusion option, and those would only get an additional 10% of the original indemnity.
Langley does see a drawback in the new version of the program, though. The payment limitation level has been reduced.
While in the original WIP, growers that had at least 75% of their adjusted gross income from agriculture could have a payment limit of $900,000. However, in this version, if you meet that AGI requirement, the payment limit is $250,000 per crop year. So if producers had some losses in the 2018 crop and then some in 2019, it's $250,000 per year up to that maximum. However, if you do not meet the AGI provision, then the payment limitation is $125,000. So that's going to be an issue and concern in some areas, particularly for growers that not only are producing cotton and other row crops, but also may have specialty crops and others that are also going to qualify for WIP support. National Cotton Council will be updating our resources that include more details on this new program, as well as some examples, and we'll be providing that and making that available on the council's website in the very near future.